from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Orioles Hall of Famer, my guy, Mike Bordick. Mike, what's going on?
Cornell, how are you today, man?
Not bad. Not bad at all, Mike. Orioles get back in the win column last night. Is there any scenario you can see of this team finding a way to get back to playing good, consistent baseball with their rotation being the way it is?
Oh, yeah, definitely there's a possibility because I think everybody that's in the rotation has shown – you know, flashes of greatness. And I think Dean Kramer's start last night was a great example of that. You know, Dean's been inconsistent, but he's had some good starts this year. And I think that last night's game was as good as he's pitched. I mean, it seemed like he had great command of all of his pitches. That split finger was used very well and used frequently. Had good velocity on his fastball. And so you hope, you know, you hope Kramer can find some consistency here down the stretch because that would be huge in helping stabilize the rotation. If you had 3 guys, because I think right now we really trust Corbin Burns, and we'll trust him more when he takes home the hardware with the Cy Young. And, of course, Eflin's been Mr. Consistent. What a great pro he is. You know what you're getting, it seems like, every time. And we've been hoping that somebody could step up in the wake of all these injuries that we've had in the rotation. And, you know, I think we've leaned on Dean Kramer before for moments like this. We're leaning on him again. And so a good start there. And like I said, hopefully he can finish strong, but Rogers has got to kind of find his way. You know, I know this is all a big transition for him and the Orioles are looking at him as like a long-term thing, but man, if you can get just a little better, you know, give your offense a chance, minimize those early runs, especially those crooked numbers early in ball games that can kind of get an offense down. And I think Suarez is, you know, he's been pretty, really solid. And to be honest with you, I think he's been like one of the biggest nuggets that they've been able to land this year as far as unexpected success. You know, he's been really consistent. So he's got to be able to keep it up too. And then, I mean, my gosh, I know goes on and on, but the bullpen's got to find some stability too. And I think a couple guys have started to step up a little bit. And they're going to have to, you know, a couple more guys are going to have to. They really are. There's just going to be this constant inconsistency with these games. You know, they'll score runs, but they're going to give up a lot too if this pitching can't stabilize a little bit.
Hey, Bordy, you know what last night reminded me of? It kind of reminded me of, you know, a lot of games that have been happening, you know, like after the Orioles lose a game or 2 games, then we get 1 game like that and say, oh, they're back on track. Then they go back and lose a couple games. I mean, it just seems like, oh, yep, that they're back. And then, you know, Gunnar hit a home run, they're back. And then it falls back into, you know, the same pattern.
Yeah. A little bit of a rough rut here right now for this team. And, you know, in large part, like you said, due to the injuries, he expected it to kind of catch up with his team at some time. And you know, they've been hurt by the injury bug about as much as any team. I know the Braves, I know the Yankees, a lot of teams have lost a lot of great players, but we're talking, you know, some stud guys in the rotation, Cologne in the back end that was just, you know, huge stabilizer back there. So, you know, until somebody kind of steps up a little bit, and guys just, you know, you're not asking for everybody to, you know, be great all at once, but, you know, sometimes there's going to have to be surprise guys to step up. I think they're going to have to, as a team, continue to execute offensively, situationally, and just, it's just a constant reminder every day. This team won't win if they can't stay consistent defensively, and I know they've had a couple rough patches, and so they're going to have to stabilize that as well. But they've got great talent. They've got great young talent, and I think that's what's going to kind of keep them going and kind of keep them fighting along, man, because that youthful ambition and with the blinders on that they have, man, they can fight through a lot of rough storms.
We're talking to Mike Bordick. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. Mike, we saw Kobe Mayo get his first hit last night. I thought he played well defensively also. Going back to when you got your first major league hit, just what type of feeling does that do for you once you get that monkey off your back?
Man, it's like the greatest thing in the world. You know, it's different for everybody. I wasn't even supposed to be in the big leagues, for crying out loud, and I got an opportunity, and I think Tony La Russa made me feel a little bit better. He said, listen, I'm going to use you offensively to try to, you know, get a bunt down, maybe situational stuff, hit and run. He goes, but all I care about, and this was my first year, you know, I was up for a couple months in 1990. He said, I just need you to catch the ball, and that's it. And that's really the only reason I got an opportunity. I was trusted with my glove. And then that led on to, you know, just more consistent play and a chance for my offense to kind of pick up. I was 1-for-14 in 1990. And I remember I got my hit at Yankee Stadium, and I thought it was pretty cool. And the side story is, I'm going to have to tell you, I can't tell you over the radio. It's you know, back then different things were going on. So, but it was awesome to get my first major league hit. And I enjoyed that. And it was the start of, I had a pretty good career against the Yankees, too, which always made me feel pretty good.
Of course.
Hey, Bordy, going down the stretch here where, you know, things are really tight, you know, games back and forth, you're up a game, down a game, all the way till the final. How important is the manager during that stretch and the decisions that he's making?
Oh, yeah. It you know, I think Brandon Hyde, you know, he's taken some criticism this year. I think there's a wave of people that have kind of been on him nonstop, even if he makes what I think are correct moves. I think managers nowadays, it's really, I think most of it is about, do your players respect you? Will they run through a wall for you? And I feel like he's got that. I think he's got great respect in his clubhouse. Now, I think all managers now, they go a little bit overboard with analytics. I don't think they trust their instincts as much. I think they go solely by numbers. Well, I'm not going to say solely, but a high percentage of the time just by the analytics that are presented to them, you know, every game and really every situation. And I'm not knocking analytics, but there are times where I think the best managers are the ones that, you know, have been, you know, through all the ups and downs and have a great feel for, I guess, the heart and soul of their team, the players, what they're going through, the, you know, the senses that they have and understand, oh, yeah, he's been swinging the bat great. This is a great opportunity for him to stay in here. And I know just recently, you know, he was criticized for pinch hitting for a couple hot young lefties in Couser and Jackson Holliday. Listen, I think Brandon's done well. It's hard to manage a bullpen when you've got, you know, limited number of bullets out there. So I think he's trying to fight through that. When your team is riddled with injuries, you're just trying to manage the best you can and put guys in the most successful spot you feel like, you know, they're going to be in. So you got to kind of trust Brandon Hyde's decision making, but these decisions are incredibly impactful now, because now every game is really under the microscope. Mm-hmm. This is truly the start of the playoffs now. So every game matters. Everybody's watching the scoreboard. And it's really impactful, and series can kind of change momentum in a big way. Teams can get hot now and all of a sudden pull away or come from out of nowhere. So They got to be on their toes. They got to understand the importance of getting outs when they're there. Don't be in a rush. Just make the plays and hopefully, like I said, some of these pitchers, because it always comes down to just the pitching, can step up and a couple guys emerge like, wow, we didn't expect that, but this is great, you know. That's what we hope for, and that's what happens with some of the best teams.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Mike, you mentioned the bullpen earlier as one of the other concerns for this team. It's they're still trying to figure out roles for all these guys, and it kind of just seems like Brandon Hyde is making these decisions on the fly. We saw Sir Anthony Dominguez get the save last night. Not a lot of trust there with Kimbrel right now. What's kind of your mindset on this closer role? Are you fine with it being by committee, or eventually we need to figure out who the guy is going to be?
Well, I think Brandon Hyde hopes that somebody will emerge. And right now, the guy that stepped up and found consistency is Sir Anthony Dominguez. And it's nothing against the other guys. I think they're all, you know, understand what's happening. And the teams that have success end up getting a couple hot hands in their bullpen. I mean, typically there's a solid back end that guys have relied, our teams have relied on. And right now the Orioles are still kind of searching for that. But if they can just land a couple hot arms, right? And it could still be Kimbrel. Kimbrel could still be the back end guy. But finding ways to instill confidence, I think it was great what Brandon did the other night. Soto gets out of there clean. He's had a couple good outings now. Because that's a big arm, man, and that could be really impactful. Even though right now I wouldn't even think about putting him in a high leverage position. Or Kimbrel either. So let them kind of keep working. Feel good about their release point, their delivery, better command in those types of situations. And they've both been used to high leverage situations, so getting them back in there won't be a shock to them. Once they do, it's just a matter of finding a consistent delivery and able to work in sequence properly. And both of them, it comes down to command.
Bordy, how big is this 4-game series?
I think it's pretty big. I really do, because I personally thought the Red Sox would just disappear and fade into oblivion.
Yeah.
Like a couple of the teams here on the American League East, but they've fought and they've clawed, and there are a couple guys that are having career years for them. And I would say that they're an overachieving team. Can they still push through the next month and a half? We don't know, but I'll tell you what. Like I said, man, when teams start sensing the postseason and they have a feeling that they might be able to get there, and they're playing teams that are in their way, man, it's just a more competitive brand. It's a more intense kind of brand of baseball. That's why I love this time of year. Because, like I said, these games matter, pitches matter, plays matter. So it's going to be fun to see, man, because I think both teams are feeling it right now. It's a little early, but I think both teams are feeling the importance, yeah, of this big series.
Bordy, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time this morning. We look forward to hearing you back on Baltimore Baseball tonight. Enjoy the baseball this weekend. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the
yes, sir.
Yep.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get to the fun house, see what you guys are talking about on the text line. That's next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.